With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A section of Wyandotte Street East in Windsor between Janice and St. Rose was shut down Tuesday afternoon due to a crash. Few details have been released, but emergency crews responded to a collision with injuries just before 3 p.m. We're learning details about the proposed federal budget as it was introduced earlier in Ottawa. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says she expects the deficit to balloon to $40 billion this year. There are increases in funding for a disability benefit program and a national school food initiative. $8.5 billion has also been budgeted for housing. The budget is introduced as the Consumer Price Index showed a slight uptick in inflation. The rate went up to 2.9% compared to March 2023. The month before, it was at 2.8%. Gas prices were the driving force behind the increase last month, going up 4.5% after a rise of just 0.8% in February. Here in Windsor, we say fewer homes were being built last month. The Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation says the number of housing starts in Windsor went down 8% compared to last March. The drop was found in multi-unit starts. Single detached home starts went up 57%. Overall, housing starts were down 5% in Ontario and up 16% nationwide. Windsor police have arrested a woman on theft charges. The woman was caught on video stealing a package off someone's porch last week on Chilver near Assumption Street East in Walkerville. The suspect was arrested Tuesday morning on Olette Avenue. She faces one count of theft under $5,000. If you couldn't get enough of last week's solar eclipse, you're invited to a public meeting Tuesday night at Ojibwe Nature Center. Tom Sabokin with the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada's local chapter says photos and videos will be shown off, and there will be discussion of the Pons Brooks comet.
If you're in a dark sky location, you can see it naked eye, and from inside the city, you can see it with binoculars. It may get a little bit brighter going towards the fall, but our members have already photographed it with their telescopes.
The meeting starts at 7:30. In sports, the Tigers beat the Rangers 4-2 Tuesday afternoon at Comerica Park. The Blue Jays take on the Yankees Tuesday night. The Red Wings are in Montreal and the Maple Leafs are in Florida. It's a must-win game for the Red Wings as they fight for the final Eastern Conference playoff spot. In the Junior C Western Finals, Lakeshore can complete a sweep of Thamesford on the road. The NCAA will put Michigan football on 3 years probation for recruiting violations during the COVID-19 pandemic. The defending national champions will also face recruiting penalties and pay a fine. Tuesday night's weather, windy and 10 with rain starting overnight. Showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday, windy and 21. Scattered rain or drizzle Wednesday night and 11. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.